NPR Music is heading to Newport to cover the Folk Festival.
While digesting, Reader's Digest, in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag, your cow won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag, your cow won't get you into heaven anymore.
We'll be there on the last day of July and the first day of August, webcasting and broadcasting two full days of live music. Performers include Andrew Bird, Avett Brothers, Blitz and Trapper, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, John Prine, and so much more. Jay Sweet's the producer of the Newport Folk Festival. He's joining us from WBUR in Boston. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Bob.
Good to talk to you again. Look forward to seeing you this year. For people who don't know the history of the festival, and it has a long history, it started in 1959. It's been a pretty diverse field of artists over the years. But when you think of the Folk Festival these days, Jay, how does Andrew Bird, how does Edward Sharp, and even how does Sharon Jones fit for you in all of this?
I love having these conversations, Bob, because you always put me right over the fire from the beginning. No, I think that what people like George Wein and Bob Jones, when they set out, and you know, both producers, obviously George Wein's festival, Bob Jones has been a producer for eons. They set up a blueprint, which is a little bit of blues, it's a little bit of Cajun, it's a little bit of folk, and it's a little bit off the wall. I mean, you and I both know some of the history this festival has, and I think a lot of our listeners know about the big ones, you know, but as I've said, it's always about, you know, Dylan going electric, the Pixies going acoustic, you know, one of the first places for Alison Krauss, Johnny Cash introducing Kris Kristofferson, Janis Joplin. I mean, so, you know, if someone says, how does Sharon Jones fit in? I say, well, you know, let's look at a number of the blues and the performers over the years that have played there. And I think Sharon is really somebody that really allows younger listeners to access that type of music. I think she's a conduit to that genre. I think
an electric conduit at that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, I like to sweat, and so you can't see Sharon Jones and not sweat, because you can't not move. To Edward Sharp, it's a sense of community. You know, a lot of people will be singing along. I've now been fortunate enough to see him three or four times over the last 12 months, and each time I go, more and more people know every single word by heart and are singing, and he can many times just put down the microphone.
Have you ever seen him, his name is Alex,
Alex, yes.
And Jade, look into each other's eyes with incredible passion? It's really a sight to behold. It reminds me of the best moments of Johnny Cash and June Carter.
It's funny you said that, because I'm very fortunate to be close with the guys at Bonnaroo, and I was in the photo pit, so I was less than maybe 3 feet from them, and I felt I was interrupting something, even though there was 10,000 people at that stage that day. I mean, it was so electric, and I felt, being too close, I had to get up and walk back, because I felt like their energy was incredible. Well, then Andrew Bird. When I had this list, when I was first asked to do the Newport Folk Festival, I wrote this list of bands, and I'm very, very fortunate to say that I'm down to just a couple more. And that list was everybody that in my personal secret, who I really want to come, you know, for regardless of what everyone thinks. And Andrew Bird's been on it now for, you know,
great
since
performer.
The beginning.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't know him as well as they should, but when they see him perform, they'll understand why he's there. He's mesmerizing, and as a storyteller, and I think he really does speak to a younger generation of folk fans.
Let's talk about some of the younger folk artists and some of the newer music that's coming. I mean, I mentioned some of the older guys, John Prine's, Doc Watson,
Richie Havens,
and Levon Helm of the band.
Yeah.
You know, just
celebrated
special
his 70th
guest.
Birthday.
There you go. So let's talk about some of the ones on this show that we haven't ever heard or have heard very little about that you're excited about. Pick me something. We'll play some music.
I think something I'm pretty excited about is Oh Death.
And it's O apostrophe death. And yeah, so you know there's humor death. There. There's not. This yes. is not.
This is yes, and but. And it is very much, and it's it is actually in reference to Doc Watson, who is also playing on the festival on the same day, and I thought it would be pretty nice to have the infatigable Doc Watson on one end, and then you know this band O Death, which is basically a bunch of younger guys who, for lack of a better term, play Metallica via bluegrass, and it's pretty wild and crazy, and it's not for the faint of heart. I heard them a long time ago, and I've kept them on for a number of years of somebody I got to get, and this was the year.
Let's hear some. I'll come back, and we're talking to Jay Sweet, producer of the Newport Folk Festival. That's the July 31st, August 1st. We'll be webcasting from roughly noon to...
Till sunset.
Till sunset.
Until
yes,
the sun goes
right.
down.
Until the sun goes down. Concerts, full schedule will be at npr.org/music, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's play O Death. Hey, Jay, Saturday at around 3 o'clock, you want to grab a beer and go see a band called O Death?
You know what? I'm just hearing that just reminded me I got to tell the stage guys to reinforce that sucker because they're going to break through some floorboards. I mean, that the end, I've seen the video of them doing that song.
And that song's called Grey Sun.
It's just hearing that just reminded me how excited. I just kind of got goosebumps. I'm so excited.
Remind me a little of 16 Horsepower, which is a good thing, yeah?
Yes. They're not afraid. That band, O Death, is not afraid. And you know, I would recommend your listeners to go. They are one of the members of the band is battling a tough fight with cancer and has some incredibly large medical bills. So we've been trying to shout out. I mean, that happened after we booked them, you know, we found this out. So we're just kind of reaching out to our community and seeing what we can do to help them along because, you know, Newport is just a big family.
Who else you got for us that you're excited about?
I'm pretty excited about, I mean, look, I think if you haven't seen Dawes, you're in for a real big surprise. I think if you haven't seen, obviously, our old fan favorites, the Low Anthem, who maybe not be so young anymore. They're veterans now.
For those who don't know the story, they were picking up trash the first year we did the Newport Folk Festival. The second year they played, and this
and
year
now they're on the main stage. This is the perfect arc,
story.
Right? Yeah. I don't know where they go from here.
they'll run it.
Yeah, exactly.
they'll
take my job.
They'll curate it, yes.
Yeah, they'll take my job. Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3.
I don't know anything about them.
It basically looks like Hank Williams walked off of a riverboat in St. Louis, Missouri, and decided to play a kazoo and pick a banjo, and he's got an incredible, you're going to see some Hambone playing with that guy. And
okay.
It literally looks like riverboat music. I mean, I just can't explain it any other way. I mean, they look it, they feel it, and it's not a gimmick. They're roving hobos. The first time I heard of them, they were busking, and then I said, oh, well, you know, and then I found out that they were just busking because they had a bigger show later on in New York that night, and they were just trying to make some extra cash. And then, of course, NECA, who I think is kind of a big unknown to a lot of people. And I saw the success, and Bob, I remember talking to you about this. I saw everyone, when we had Damien and Stephen Marley of the Marley family a couple years back, that was a big surprise. And I kind of had to stand up and say, hey, it's not the Newport American folk music. And mm-hmm. I think that Bob Marley was one of the greatest folk musicians of all time.
That's right.
I think Redemption Song is probably in my top five folk songs ever written. And when they came out and they did some acoustic stuff beforehand, it made me think that there is some power in that type of music, especially in the folk tradition. And someone, I had mentioned to this, and someone said, well, you've got to check out this amazing young talent named NECA. You know, and then you hear it, and then you hear three or four other people. It's like you learn a word in the dictionary, and all of a sudden you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
People just started saying her name, and then I saw her perform. And
did you see her in Austin?
I saw her in Austin.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw her in Austin. I saw her in Tennessee. And I just was thankful that I had pulled the trigger. I think the word powerful is really overused when you're talking about folk music, because sometimes it's fun. This is a powerful singer, and somebody that is speaking about things that we don't always like to hear, but we have to. I find her a mix between a Billy Bragg, a Mahalia Jackson, and of course, you know, a Marley. I mean, I really do. She's very much in that. She's kind of a young Billy Bragg.
So this is NECA. It's NNEKA for those who want to look up and find out more. And of course, we'll be broadcasting her and a whole lot of other artists on the weekend of the last weekend of July and the beginning of August. NPR.org/music. Is where you can find the schedule for Newport, and it's a great schedule. We'll post it up. We also have a stream of some of the artists ahead of time. You can hear their music before the live concerts and get familiar with what we have. So let's listen to NECA.
You said you'd be there for me in times of trouble when I need you, when I'm down. And likewise, you need friendship. It's from my side.
Yeah, she's got a great band with her, too. I remember in Austin seeing and hearing them. This is NECA. Wow.
Yeah, I love that you picked that song, too.
She is...
That's the song that hooked me.
Oh, is it? Oh, good.
Yeah. That song right there, it's just, that's the one that that did it.
And the song is called...
Heartbeat?
Heartbeat, yeah, yeah. Heartbeat.
Yeah.
And she's Nigerian, right? She's also...
Yep. Nigerian-German.
Right. There you go.
I think if you grew up in Nigeria and then moved to... to Germany after, and you know, I think she felt a little displaced, and you know, that's two different worlds. And I think she's frequently gone back to Nigeria to dive into their musical roots. And I think you can hear it in that song.
Yeah, a great selection for the for Newport. Good work.
Yeah, thanks.
So let's pick one more. We're talking about some of the lesser known artists that are going to play the Newport.
Well, you pick one. I want you to pick one that you're excited about, because you know you.
You know what I want to pick. Here's what I'll do. I'll pick one that I didn't know anything about and liked the music, and I still don't know much about April Smith. I thought, what a voice. What a great voice.
Yeah, this is a funny story. There is a little story. There's always a story. This is a story of we held a contest, a Battle of the Bands contest through our partner Magic Hat, and I listened to every single one. Some of them I didn't hear very much of them, but I did, you know, want to listen to a lot of the entries, and there were a couple of hundred. And when I asked her, I pulled her out. Like, first time I went through, I was like, "Yep, she's amazing. We'll pull her out." We got to the end, and I asked four or five people on our staff and my partner in crime, Bob Jones, and we sent it out to all of them. And of course, you know, everyone has different taste, but every single person put her on there. And I finally said, and then there was this really close between these two other bands. And I said, well, this is ridiculous. We got to find a slot on her regardless of this contest. So I actually called them. I called up April Smith's people, and I said, I know I told you we didn't have any more slots, but she's so good, we've got to actually, we're just going to pull her out of this contest and give her a slot. So then, you know, everybody else can, we can have the contest, because it's too unfair. She's too good.
Where's she from? And she sounds young, singing sort of a very mature cabaret kind of music.
Yeah, the thing that
fun.
It's fun, and actually, it's a very Prairie Home Companion-esque. She's one of these people that seems so timeless that to be honest, I just heard the music and had to have her. I really didn't know what she looked like or anything. It's just, I started listening to, I went to her MySpace page, you know, then started calling my other friends who I trust, and they just said, Jay, just book her. They just said, just book her. And, you know, eventually just enough people tell you, just go do it. And I think the music speaks for itself. I mean, and she also, she's playing with a band. It's April Smith and the Great Picture Show, and the band is phenomenal. And they play an amazing assortment of instruments. It's pretty good.
Fantastic. Let's give a listen to April Smith, and we'll wrap up our conversation with Jay Sweet.
If you dig under my feet, you will find things that you don't want to see. Things that I hide way down inside. A menagerie of the tragedy that I've caused in all of my flaws and my demons. Oh, if you'd seen, what would you do if you only knew? Will my face give me away? I know it won't, 'cause I don't even feel. I just reflect what you'd expect, so you don't suspect that I could be exactly who I am.
Well, if you have some free time, I'll join you on that one too.
Yeah, well, free time.
Yeah.
But no, that she is I mean, look at that. Hear that voice?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
that's
incredible.
That's what really struck me when you asked me to pick.
So when
something.
You asked me where she's from, yeah. She's from a time long, long ago, man, when people really, these females can belt it out, and she swings, man. She swings.
That's great. So there are other groups. We haven't even mentioned Swell Season. We haven't mentioned Tal Rodriguez Seeger. Corey Chisel, we didn't mention. Ben Solis and Daniel Martin Moore. Calexico, Brandi Carlile, I think Sarah
You almost
Jarosz.
Forgot Brandi Carlile
almost,
at one point. Yeah.
That's right.
Sarah Jarosz, Liz Long.
I wasn't a huge fan of, but when I saw her at Newport the first time we went there, I was sold.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the same with me. I mean, she has that same infectious, you know, that infectious glee of playing that Josh Ritter has, that you can say, yeah. Oh, it's Brandi Carlile, and, you know, yep, and, oh, she has that song, and it's on that TV show. And then you just see and you realize she's an artist. She can't do anything but what she does. She is so pure to it that it took all my cynicism. Boom. I've become a lifelong Brandi Carlile. Every time I see her, I run to her. And I'm a pretty jaded guy. And I usually run and wrap my arms around. Hey.
No.
So, infectious glee. The one thing I want to point out that is a little surprise is we have this great band from a local band from Providence, What Cheer Brigade.
They are fun. I can't wait to see.
Yeah,
it's like going to be living in a circus.
It is. Yeah. They don't. Let's say this. Let's just put it this way. They don't march in unison. They play in unison. They do not march in unison. But it is a very extreme marching band, and they're going to be basically. I couldn't contain them on a stage. Honestly, I don't have a stage where they could be. So I just said, here's your job. You're basically going to roam around in any stage where nothing's really happening because it's a switchover. You're on. So they're going to be this roving, mad
lots of brass,
marching band.
Crazy trombones and trumpets.
Crazy, crazy. And so they're going to blow a lot of people away.
Big bass drums. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Little flair.
And surprises. You're not going to give away the story here, but, you know, Preservation Hall Jazz Band is playing. Their record was filled with lots of artists who made guest appearances on the record. I'm not going to tick them off, but there are an awful lot of them that are here.
Let's just say this. If you are... if you were to do your due diligence, which I know you've done, Bob, yeah. But if your listeners were to do their due diligence and look at who's played at the Preservation Hall Jazz Band tribute album, which came out on Fat Tuesday, and then you compare that to our lineup, I think you can do
some check marks,
it's going to be a pretty amazing set. And, you know, that's actually been one of those choices. I kind of revel in the hate mail that I get, and the hate mail is usually bleeping, 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 bleeping. I can't believe you put this band X up against band Y. I'm going to have to split myself in two. I hate you. You have too much good music at your... But the thing is, they're not really joking.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a tough one because that time period on Sunday is a tough one. But if you can catch some of that set, that's going to be a great set.
Well, a couple of things. One is our coverage is going to record different stages and present them in ways that we won't tear you apart. So if you're not at Newport or if you come back from Newport and missed one set, you'll be able to catch another. So that's one thing.
Bob, you're always a problem solver. That's what I like about you. You solve all my problems.
And the other cool thing about Newport is the fact that musicians from one band, as we mentioned with Preservation Hall, play with another. And so
and I
keep
think
an ear out
Levon
for Levon
Helm's
Helm
set.
Yeah. Right?
Levon Helm's set. If you're
Sunday. That's how it all ends, right?
That's how it ends. That ends with the Levon Helm Ramble. And if people don't know, you can type in Levon Helm Ramble and learn about it very quickly. But I know there's at least six artists that play on Saturday that are sticking around just so they might have a chance to get
Jim,
a part of that ramble.
I'm
not saying anything.
I'm
not saying
Bird.
Anything. No, you're gonna have to do your own numbers.
But John Prine do that.
I think that's something interesting about Newport,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. That is what I love about the Newport.
I think you and I have laughed at the fact that a couple of times, you know, you and I have both had a problem because we don't know where one set is ending and another one seemingly right. is beginning. And I remember you and Rita a couple of times.
Rita Houston like, from WFUV yep. will be the co-host there, yeah.
Yep, and I love listening to you guys because you a couple of times you've started in on, well, that was an incredible, wait. Hold on, that set. Hold on, maybe the set's not over.
And right.
I love listening to you guys do that because that right there, I think, is what Newport's all about.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for all your hard work. Look forward to seeing you, and I can't wait for the festival. July 31st, August 1st, the Newport Folk Festival, George Wein's Newport Folk Festival, and NPR Music will be there to cover it. And we'll have lots and lots of great music for you. And you'll be able to hear it on your mobile device. You'll be able to hear it on the web. You'll be able to hear it on some stations near you. So check npr.org/music. And thank you.
Bob, my amigo, I appreciate it.
Be well. Let's go out on the Preservation Hall Jazz Band featuring Andrew Bird. I'm Bob Boylan. See you in Newport. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. Throw it out the window, catch it for falls. You can shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. Throw it out the window, catch it for falls. It's my jelly, my roll. Sweet mama, don't you let it fall. My jelly, my roll. Sweet mama, don't you let it fall. Oh, ain't nobody got a jelly roll like mine. When the sun goes down, oh, me and my brown. Oh, my jelly, my roll. Sweet mama, don't you let it fall. My jelly, my roll. Sweet mama, don't you let it fall. My jelly, my roll. See, mama, don't you let it fall.